This is your KMC update. I'm Air Force Staff Sergeant Philip Bryant. Right now, airmen that become new parents are designated as primary caregivers, which comes with 6 weeks of leave, or secondary caregivers, which comes with 3 weeks. But some airmen have expressed frustration with leadership who won't allow them to opt into or out of becoming a primary caregiver. That prompted Air Force Personnel Chief Lieutenant General Brian Kelly to write a letter in February to clarify things by saying, service members are responsible for determining who the primary caregiver or secondary caregiver is, and then submit appropriate leave requests to their commander. He added, commanders then balance mission requirements with leave policy and guidelines. With all that said, the distinction between primary and secondary caregivers won't last much longer. The 2022 National Defense Authorization Act throws out these terms to instead allow any qualifying service member to receive 12 weeks of leave after newly giving birth, adopting, or fostering. That new provision is expected to go into effect at the end of 2022. If you are a new parent in the KMC, the Army Community Services New Parent Support Program is hosting educational classes for families in the community. Kelsey Simpson, New Parent Support Program registered nurse, discusses the classes.
For our basic training for new parents class, as well as our comfort measures for childbirth class, we will now be offering both of those twice a month. And the biggest update about that is for both of those classes, we will actually now have an evening class option, which will be really fantastic for those parents who haven't been able to attend the classes in the middle of the day.
You can learn more about the classes at the U.S. Army Garrison Ryland Falls ACS Facebook page. That's it for your KMC update. I'm Air Force Staff Sergeant Philip Bryant.